Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
What got you guys so out of rhythm and kept stunting every time you tried
to get them? Well, same stuff. That's kind of hurt us for most part of the year. We opened the game with a holding call off a big run. I threw an interception. We had a strip sack. That protection was a little shaky today. Some more penalties. Much the same. It doesn't matter who we played today. We weren't going to win playing that kind of offensive football.
You said protection shaky. What were they doing? I know they ran a couple stunts.
We'll take a look at it. It's not all on those guys. I've got to get rid of the ball. So it's a group effort out there. It's not all on the offensive line. I thought they fought hard throughout the game. There's just stuff we got to clean up.
Did you feel any real momentum, especially the first part of the first half and the second half when Hutch teams got you the ball?
Yeah. Great point. We got the surprise onside kick there at halftime, and, we squandered that one. We drive down there. We put a score up. We're right back in the ball game, so it's unfortunate.
How were they covering Alshon when he was in?
They had some guys banged up, but they still played sound defense. I talked about it during the week. They're going to be sound in what they do. Showed us some different coverages, nothing we weren't prepared for.
Jay, how much does the inability to protect, the struggle of protection, affect how much you're pushing the ball downfield?
Yeah,
You're not taking a lot of shots downfield.
No, we just didn't feel like we had some time today to do it. So we want to get rid of the ball quick. We want to be able to try to run the ball efficiently. Once you start taking a few hits, talking with Adam, we decided the best interest is just try to get rid of the ball. Maybe we get some catch and runs.
Is it deflating when 17 is out?
It's not inflating. We've had him in and out kind of all year long, so it's. I don't want to say it's anything new to us, but the guys are prepared for it. And the receivers on the outside, they know their roles whenever he goes down, and I thought they came in and fought hard.
Hey, through the early part of the season, guys talked about an identity, fighters, finishers. What's the identity of this team now?
We're going to find out. Where we're at, two games left. We'll find out who in that locker room has some character and wants to finish and who doesn't.
Kyle's been hard on himself a couple times in games this year. What was he like after the strip sack?
He was good. He like you said, he's going to be hard on himself. I think he's done a better job of moving on to the next play, not dwelling on things, and realizing that there's a lot of football left, and he can still positively impact the game. So I think he's grown in that regard. He's probably going to be hard on himself after watching this film. But he keeps getting better and better as a player. He's going to be fine.
Jay, when you feel like you've practiced well and played well, prepared well for giving you fall flat, are you at a loss to figure out why it went wrong? And does that make it that much tougher to fix?
I'm pretty confident of why it went wrong. Like I said, the penalties, sacks, interception, those things, like I said, it doesn't matter who you're going to play. You do those things consistently throughout a game, and it's going to make it really hard on yourself.
Jay, Thanksgiving night, you guys get the big win, and it seems like you're right in the middle of things. What's just kind of the mentality now after these last 3 weeks as it's kind of slipped away?
It's tough. I know the locker room's down, but like Coach Fox said, and I'll say right now, you will find out what we have in the locker room of who's going to fight and who's going to try to finish this out the right way the next two games.